online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ollie Cole.
We're now going to pay more for some fizzy drinks and juices as the sugar tax comes into effect, Annie Green reports.
The government thinks a soft drinks levy will cut childhood obesity.
We're hoping it would have two impacts. One, that there will be reformulation, but also we know that price matters.
It's being welcomed by nutritionists.
Teenagers in particular, they are getting 40% of their sugar intake from sugary drinks.
But not so much among some shoppers.
If they like to add some money on for the sugar, then that's fine, but don't take it out of our drinks.
The Treasury's half the cash it expects to raise, though, as many brands change recipes.
Yesterday, we revealed that the number of people in Kent going to hospital because of problems caused by obesity has gone up by almost a third.
KM FM News.
A blaze involving the roof of a building near Dover has forced a road to close. Four fire engines are at the scene of the commercial property on Sandwich Road in Waldershire. The cause isn't yet known. Nobody's thought to be hurt. The number of students applying to become midwives in England has dropped by more than a third in 5 years. New figures show the biggest reduction is in mature students, which has nearly halved. The Royal College of Midwives says the abolition of the bursary last August is to blame for a fall in applications of 20% this year. Carmel Lloyd's head of education and learning. She's worried it will impact on safety.
Well, the thing that concerns us most about what the statistics are showing is actually the significant fall off in the last year and also the downward trend over the last couple of years prior to that.
A man's been taken to hospital after being hit by a lorry in Gillingham. Police were called to Newington High Street near to the Bull Inn shortly before 5 yesterday afternoon. The pedestrian was taken to Medway Maritime Hospital with a potential hip injury. Inquiries are ongoing as the driver is reported to have driven off after the crash. Community leaders and victims' families have attended a special emergency police meeting following a surge in violence in London. More than 50 people have been murdered in the capital since the start of the year. Another 6 people, including a 13-year-old boy, was stabbed yesterday. A man suspected of killing 2 British backpackers in Australia won't face trial because of mental illness. Maya Alif Chung and Tom Jackson were stabbed at a hostel in Queensland in 2016, while Chris Porter from High Holstow was injured when he jumped from a window to escape. A judge has ruled that Frenchman Samuel Ayed isn't criminally culpable because he has paranoid schizophrenia. We've tweeted more at KMFM News. We're being given a chance to have a say on what should be done to protect Kent's countryside. A plan's being put together on how the Kent Downs area of outstanding natural beauty should be managed. The land covered almost 900 square kilometres from the White Cliffs of Dover to the Surrey border. Project officer is Mary Tate.
With over 95,000 residents and over 1 million people living within 1 kilometre of the Kent Downs area of outstanding natural beauty, it's a great opportunity to have your say on the future management of the area.
Many workers will find themselves paying more into their pensions from today. The minimum that can be put into a saver's retirement under automatic enrolment has increased to a combined 5% of earnings, made up of 2% from the employer and 3% from the worker. It was previously 2% overall. Organisers of a darts night in Kent say it'll still go ahead this weekend, despite the death of legend Eric Bristow, who was due to be there. He was going to be taking part in the sold-out Let's Play Darts event in Sheerness to raise money for Macmillan. It'll now take place as a tribute. More at kentonline.co.uk.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Well, players were reduced to tears last night as the news of Eric Bristow's death was announced at the PDC's Premier League event in Liverpool. It led to a tribute from the crowd for the 5-time world champion. Bristow was 60 and suffered a heart attack yesterday. 1983 world champion Keith Deller was commentating for Sky Sports and gave his reaction.
We have so many great memories and it's a real sad night tonight. It's very sad for me because he's been one of my best friends I've ever had in my life. And I'm sadly going to miss him. I really am.
Elsewhere, England have added to their medal tally in the pool at the Commonwealth Games in Australia. Sarah Vasey won gold in the 50-metre breaststroke, while Alice Tai claimed victory in the S9 100-metre backstroke. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
This is a starter horn. This is 5,000 women in pink. This is a mudslide. This is a grandmother walking a 5K.
Absolutely loving it.
This is beating cancer. This is Cancer Research UK's Race for Life in partnership with Tesco. Run, jog or walk. Sign up right now at raceforlife.org.
KMFM weather.
Another dry day with some sunny spells, highs of 16. Rain to start Saturday and Sunday before turning dry and cloudy in the afternoon, highs of 16.
Weather.
With Caffin's Sayat, your local Motability dealer. North Farm, Tunbridge Wells.